Okay, today's daf is daf hey. We're on the bottom of Dalam Beis. Just before we start, I wanted to thank all of those who sent in last week or 2 weeks ago ads for our shul dinner. I wanted to thank all of those from around the world who contributed, and we're all part of one chevra. So Baruch Hashem, it's nice to hear from many from far and near. Okay, so now let's get back into the learning. Dalam Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines from the bottom. Dalet Amud Beis. The middle of the line starts to go off the word Michlal. So, as you know, we have been talking about the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the source for the halacha that a kohen must separate for 7 days before Yom Kippur. The kohen gadol separates for 7 days. What is the source of that? So Rabbi Yochanan said that the source is the Shivas Yibehem Miluim, the 7 days before the Mishkan was built for the first time permanently. The Kohanim had a 7-day prisha and procedure and avoda that occurred to them at that time in history. The Shivas Yimei HaMiluim discussed at the end of Parsha Sav at the beginning of Parsha Shmini. So that is one makar. Just like there, Rabbi Yochanan says the Kohanim needed prisha, so too by the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol needs prisha. And the other makar Reish Lakish says is Har Sinai. That just like by Har Sinai, the Bnei Yisrael needed prisha, and yesterday we did all the math about the beginning of Sivan, which days work out, so too the Kohen Gadol needs prisha. So we're getting back, and then we went off on a little tangent yesterday regarding Maim and Har Sinai. So now we get back to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, 6 lines to the bottom. Michlal, Dalet Amud Beis, Michlal, the Travayu Svir Lehu, Miluim, from the following conversation, it is clear, says the Gemara, that they both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that anything written by the in the parsha of the Miluim is ma'akev. The itra, meaning if you would have left out, if the Kohanim would have left out any part of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim procedure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded, it would have been ma'akev. The itmar, because after all we have a machlokas about this. Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar, Kalakasavan Mahakibahen. One of these opinions, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chanina, one of the opinion holds that anything written by the Miluim is Ma'akev. Every single part of the Miluim that was commanded at the end of Parshas Sav is Ma'akev. The Chad Amar, Davar HaMa'akev Ledoros Ma'akev Bahen. She'ain Ma'akev Ledoros, ain Ma'akev Bahen. No. Not everything written by the Miluim is Ma'akev. Anything that appears in the Miluim that is Ma'akev for generations is Ma'akev. Because as we will see today, there are parts of the Miluim that it shares that avoda with later avodos. There are certain avodos during those days of the Miluim, when the Mishkan was first being built, that never appeared again in history. That never took place in history. And there are certain parts of the Miluim that appeared that might be different, that it appeared during the Miluim, but it might be different than the halacha of what appeared during the generations. That's the second opinion. That anything that is ma'akev ledoros, that's what's ma'akev during the Miluim. But anything that's not ma'akev ledoros is not ma'akev during the Miluim. Unlike the first opinion, what the first opinion say, anything during the Miluim is ma'akev. Meaning even something that later generations, you wouldn't have to do it, it would just be a din l'chachila, still during the Miluim, this is starting everything off. You got to start off right. You have to do everything on a lechachila level. Oh, so I just thought of the, it could relate, we discussed Apia Agada, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes by Chanukah. The question that everybody asks, why did we need the Nase of Chanukah? Right, we know that the principle of Tumah Hutcher Betzibur, Tumah Dechuyi Betzibur. So why do we need the whole Nase of the Nase Pach Hashem and becoming Tahar? Just use Tamei oil. So Rabbi Yosef Engel there in Shabbos and Daf Chafalov says that no, when you start things off, you have to be on lechachila level. You have to be lechachila. You know, when you can't start off with the Tumah Hutcher Betzibur, you can't start off the Tower of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do the Nais, perform the Nais of Ner Chanukah. So I think there he talks about the Miluim. I didn't look it up again, but I think there it relates to this idea that even though the rest of your generations, some of these halachas might not be ma'akev, might not be something that you have to do. When it comes to the Miluim, you have to do it, according to the first opinion. Kol HaKosav Bahem Ma'akev Bahem. That is the machlokas that we have between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Is every item, every part of the Miluim ma'akev, or only the items that will be ma'akev are ma'akev now? Says the Gemara, Tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar kol ha'kasav en ma'akev bahem. Let's say, 2 lines to the bottom, that Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion, Rabbi says it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, we don't know who says what. Let's say Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion that says anything that's written by the Miluim is ma'akev, even the items that won't be ma'akev in later generations. How do you know? Because of the conversation we had on Shabbos. For the fact that Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan in the middle of the conversation, when after Reish Lakish says, I hold Har Sinai is the Makar and you don't, he says, Imami Lum Kalakazme Maki Bahem, Volkamahatele Volmitri. Because Reish Lakish has a kash with Rabbi Yochanan, hey, how could you say that the Makar is the Miluim? Don't you hold everything is Ba'akev? And the kasha was, and from the Mishnah it sounds like not everything's ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer him. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan agreed. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, hey, no, I don't hold that everything is ma'akev. So therefore, it's tistayim. So the Gemara, you're right. So that's the proof that we know that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold kol hakasav ahem ma'akev ahem. So now the Gemara asks, ma'i binayu? L'mai nafkamina. So we have this machlokas about the miluim. Whether everything during the miluim is ma'akev, or only what will be ma'akev for generations, that's ma'akev during the miluim. So l'mai nafkamina, what's the difference? What difference does it make? Which avodos are there during the miluim, which are not ma'akev l'doros? Because those are the nafkaminas between these two opinions. So the Gemara has four possibilities. That takes care of Amud Aleph today. Four possibilities of what's the nafkamina between these two opinions. Number one, Amar Rav Yosef, smicha ikibinayu. Smicha is the difference. Smicha is something that took place during the miluim and yet is not ma'akev l'doros. So if you say everything is ma'akev during the miluim, so even smicha was ma'akev during the miluim. If you say only what's ma'akev l'doros is ma'akev during the miluim, so then smicha is not ma'akev. What is smicha? Smicha literally means leaning on the karbon and b'chol kocha. The Mishnah writes in Menachas, that's Tzadik Beis, the makar for smicha. Kol karbon asibur ein bohen smicha. By a public karbon, there is no smicha. There's no leaning on the karbon, except for parabal kol mitzvos of sir mishtalef. Two exceptions, but generally every karbon asibur does not have smicha. But kol karbon is hayachid to unin smicha. Every private carbon requires smicha. Chutz ben habachar v'maaser v'pesach. But generally, every carbon seber requires smicha. Every carbon yachid requires. Every carbon seber does not. There are two exceptions in each rule. That is the rule of smicha. When you lean on the carbon, when you bring an animal. This is a big question. Do you do smicha on yantif? Relates to a machlokas, whether you have to do smicha right before shechita. But either way, it says the Gemara, smicha ikimayu. L'manda amar kalakasa behen ma'akev bahem. According to the opinion that says that during the miluim, everything written during the miluim is ma'akev. Smicha ma'akva. Smicha is ma'akev according to that opinion, because it was part of the miluim. L'manda amar davar she'ein ma'akev l'doros, ein ma'akev bahem. According to the opinion that says that something is not ma'akev later, isn't ma'akev then either. Smicha lo ma'akva. So that's the first nafkamina. So ask the Gemara, Uladoris Minolan, how do you know, Dlo Ma'akva, how do you know that the avoda of smicha is not ma'akev? Let's say I forgot to do smicha. I bring a carbon chatas, I was b'chal Shabbos b'shokeg, I bring a carbon chatas, and I give it to the Kohen, and I forgot to do smicha. I gave it to him, and he was ma'akev with the carbon. I have to bring another one? Halacha l'maisa. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash today, tomorrow I have to bring all of our carbonos, and I forgot to do smicha. Do I have to do it again? So we pass it, smicha is not ma'akev. How do you know? Where does it say in the Torah that smicha is not ma'akev? Says the Gemara, it's a braisa, Ditanya. As the braisa says, v'samach v'nirtza. The pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, v'samach, you lean against the animal, v'nirtza lo l'chaper olav. And then you achieve kapara. Asks the Gemara, on that smichus, v'samach v'nirtza, does smicha really help with the kapara? V'chi smicha makaperes? Does smicha bring kapara? We know that out of the four parts of the avoda, the four major parts, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, shchita, shechting the animal, kabbalah, catching the dam of the animal from its neck, holacha, walking the dam to the mizbeach, and zrika, sprinkling the dam on the mizbeach, zrika is really the part of the avoda that achieves kapara. So what do you mean, v'samach v'nirtza? Smicha doesn't bring kapara, zrika brings kapara. So shenema ki adam hu ba nefesh echaper, because through the blood does the nefesh have kapara. Umatam alor v'saf v'nirtza. So what's the chiddush? Why does the Torah put together the two verbs of v'samach v'nirtza? These two words sheim asa, to teach me sheim asa l'smicha shiyarei mitzvah ma'ala alav akasav ki ilu lo kiper v'kiper. If somebody makes smicha into shiyare mitzvah, that really means like leftover mitzvahs. You don't take it so seriously. Nobody takes leftover seriously. You know, you do it because you have to. But no, shiyare mitzvah, it's like shirayim. Some people take shirayim very seriously. But at least this is, and the way the Gemara is using it is, if you make smicha shiyare mitzvah, you don't take it so seriously. Meaning, you don't do it. You don't do smicha. The pasuk considers it as if you don't really have full kapara. even though lamaisa v'kiper, even though you do have full kapara, but you're definitely missing an aspect without the smicha. But in a chinami, it's not ma'akev, you do achieve kapara. Look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi quotes on the third wide line on top. Kidabrinim bezvachim kiper legavra. The person achieves kapara. It's ikar kapara b'dam. Avalo kiper nami mitzvas kono min hamuvchar. You didn't do the best. You didn't do the avoda in the ultimate way, but you do achieve kapara. So that is number one nafkamina between the two opinions about the miluim. Again, what are the two opinions? Is everything ma'akev during the miluim, or only what will be ma'akev for generations? So the first nafkamina that we have is smicha. Yeah, Yisrael. Oh, good kasha. Are we arguing about a historical event? The Gemara is going to ask basically that question, or a very similar question, on Amud Beis. The Gemara sometimes asks, my dahava hava, right? What happened happened, so who cares? Who cares what happened then? So we're going to talk about that, just to allude to you, by a shlishi. But we'll get back to that, on Amud Beis. We mentioned the first nafkamina is smicha. There are some rishonim that say smicha really isn't what the Gemara means. What the Gemara really means is something that is always done during smicha. By every carbon yachid, we lean on the animal and we do vidui. We do vidui on the animal. Vidui is not just an ilchas shuva of the Rambam. Right, we know vidui is ilchas shuva. We have to also be misvadim before Shalim Kippur. Vidui is also an ilchas maisa karbanos. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Maisa Karbanos that by every, let's say I bring a Karban Chatas, so I have to bring the animal, I have to lean on the animal and say, I am sorry that I was Bechal Shabbos, I am sorry, I have to do Vidui. Chatas Yavisi Pashati, by every Karban Yachid. Ketza Mizvad, there says the Rambam, Omer, Chatas Yavisi Pashati, V'yasisi Kach V'kach, V'chazarti B'tshuva L'fanecha, V'zu Kaparasi. So by every Karban Yachid. But one second. There's a carbon yachid. The Mishnah in Menachah said you do vidui on every carbon yachid, except for one or two exceptions. Shlamim is also a major carbon yachid. What vidui do I do on a shlamim? Or an ola? What about an ola? So chadas and nashim, I know. A specific comes for an avera. What about an ola? So the Gemara says ola also comes for an avera somewhat. It comes for bitul asay. So let's say I didn't do a mitzvah asay one day. So there's no punishment, there's no chatas or asham, so I bring an ola, or a lav anita klase. That's what ola takes care of. Shlomim doesn't take care of any specific avera. So what do you say by shlomim? What kind of vidui is there by shlomim? The bishop says by every carbon yachid. So, and also, maybe we'll voluntarily give a shlomim. I want to give a voluntary carbon, I don't want it to go all, I want to eat some of it. So I'll give a shlomim. So says the Rambam, Hoya ha-carbon shlomim, somech v'chomokom sheyirtzim in azara, v'yireli, says the Rambam, it appears to me, whenever the Rambam says that, you know, it's based on his own svara, not a specific makar, v'yireli, she'eno mizvada al ha-shlomim, aval omer divrei shevach. You say words of praise by a shlomim, that's the Rambam's chiddush. You don't say vidui, because what are you going to be mizvada on? Therefore, omer divrei shevach. That's the Rambam, takes the place of the vidui of the other karbanis. Interesting Radvaz here. The Radvaz says, what's the chiddush of the Rambam? You don't do vidui on the shlamim. What would you do? What kind of vidui would you do on the shlamim? The shlamim doesn't come for any specific avera. The Rambam could just say, you say divrei shevach. What does he have to tell me that you don't do vidui, you say divrei shevach? Of course you don't do vidui on the shlamim. Says the Radvaz, no. Sal kadaita chamina. I might have thought, yisvada al derech masha'amar Iov. Maybe I would have thought that I had to do like what Iov did in Perek Aleph of Iov. Ulai chatu banai. The first parak of Eov is the tragic story where Eov has everything, and then ultimately, one by one, all of his gifts are taken away from him. His children, his money, his house, everything's taken away from him. So there, towards the beginning, he says, maybe somebody sins. Maybe somebody sinned. Meaning, he brings, maybe the havamina is, you have to bring a kapara because maybe there was a sin. Maybe that's the shlamim. Kamashvon de'ein sarach lezvados ala omer divrei shevach. That's what the Radvaz says. You might have thought that's the Havamina of the Rambam. You might have thought that, you know, everybody always has to do vidui because maybe you did something wrong. Says the Rambam, not by a shlamim. Maybe that's a good idea, but not by a carbon shlamim. So that is the discussion of smicha. So again, the Gemara says smicha, but it could be that the Gemara also means vidui. Number one. Number two, so I guess mentioned that Oman Aleph is four nafkaminas between these two opinions of the Gemara. Whether everything in the Miluim, again, the two opinions are, those of you who walked in a few minutes late, the two opinions we're discussing in the Gemara is that one opinion says that everything done during the Miluim was ma'akiv. If you left anything out of the avoda of the Miluim, then the whole thing is farfal and it falls apart, even though in later generations this part of the avoda would not be ma'akiv. If you do this later, but happens to be during the Miluim, as I mentioned at the beginning, this was the beginning of it all. This is what was Mechanich the Mishkan, so you have to do everything exactly. If you leave everything out, it's finished. Or the other opinion was that no, only something that was Ma'akev Later generations was makir during the miluim as well. So those were the two different opinions that we're discussing. We're going to have four nafkaminas, lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? So we had one. That was smicha. Number two, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, tenufa, about 10th line, tenufa ike benayu. The second difference is the waving. The waving, there are certain parts of karbanos that had to be waved by the kohen, by the bialim. Sometimes they'll come and put their hands under the bialim, and you wave it around, you go up and down and right and left. Well, there's a lot of symbolism to every detail of the avoda. Tzinuf also has a lot of symbolism. This week's parsha, Aaron HaKohen waves all the kohanim, according to the Ramban. Picks up all the kohanim, hundreds of kohanim. The Ramban says it was derech nes. It says in the psukim, Aaron waved the kohanim. If you don't focus on the psukim, you don't realize what's going on here. All these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of kohanim, and he lifts levim, he lifts them up, and he waves them. That's what the Ramban says happened in this week's parsha. So tzinufo, now we're not talking about that, but tzinufo ika beinayu. The waving parts of the animals, that part of the avoda. Lamanda amar kalachasav en ma'akevahem. According to says that everything written in the milum was ma'akev, ma'akva. So tzinufa is also ma'akev. Lamanda amar davish ein ma'akev l'doros ein ma'akev bahen lo ma'akva. But later generations it won't be ma'akev, so it was not ma'akev during the milum either. L'doros minala dola ma'akva. Where do we see in later generations that tzinufa is not ma'akev? So if the same exact gemara as we just had above. The Tanya, the Brisa says, l'tznufa l'chaper. The pasuk says for a waving, for a tznufa to bring kapara. V'chi tznufa mechaper as v'alo in kapara l'adam. Tznufa brings kapara. No, we mentioned that there's zrika. Zrika adam achieves kapara. So why does the Torah say that tznufa is also a little kind of mechaper? Shneimar ki ba'adamu benefesh chaper. Umata malam l'natal tznufa l'chaper. Says the gemara, shim asa l'tznufa shiyari mitzvah. Same thing as we said before. If you don't treat tenufa seriously, if you treat it like a shiari mitzvah, like shirayim, like leftovers, malal avakasav ki'ilo lo kiper. So the pasuk considers it as if you didn't achieve kapara, the kiper. Even though lamaisa you did achieve kapara. But again, sometimes, even though something works, it's not the best. It's as if, something, not only as if, something is definitely lacking. Even though the ultimate result is works. So that's the same Gemara about Tzufa. That was Nafkamina number two. Number three, Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa has a third idea of what the difference is between these two Manda Amars. Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ikabenayu. What the exact point that we've been talking about, the separation of the Kohanim. We said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the makor for the prisha of Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur was from the Kohanim during the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So that halacha of prisha, what if they had skipped the prisha during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Would they have been ma'akev or not? Says the Gemara, that's number three. According to the one who says everything is ma'akev during the miluim, that also would have been ma'akev. According to the opinion that something that's only ma'akev during the miluim is what's ma'akev during l'doros, so to hear, it would have been ma'akev. And the Gemara again asks, l'doros minolan d'lo ma'akva. How do you know that prisha is not ma'akev in later generations? Meaning, how do you know that halacha l'maisa, if the Kohen Gadol does not separate for 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's okay. You can still do the avoda. How do you know it's only a din lecharchila? So mi'dekatani, from the lush language of the Mishnah, we also had this last Shabbos, maskinim below katani mafrishin. Because remember back in the Dabbeis, it says that we separate the Kohen Gadol, we're mafrish the Kohen Gadol, and we get ready the substitute Kohen Gadol. Maskinin, not mafrishin. We get him ready, we don't separate him yet. Why? Because just in case, maybe on the day before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol will get a problem, this other Kohen Gadol will step in, will pitch in, to be the Kohen Gadol. He didn't have 7 days of separation. We weren't mafresh him, we were masking him. Right? We just get him ready. We wouldn't separate him. Haraya, then no, 7 days of the Lakarchila. But the Mishnah could have demanded that you separate the substitute Kohen Gadol too. Could have demanded that. What? Yeah. But the Mishnah, you're right, you might have said that, maybe that's what it means, but the Mishnah uses a different word. It says mafrishin by the real Kohen Gadol, and maskinin, which sounds like a difference, you're doing something different to him. The Gemara had said, if it meant mafrish, to say mafrish two times, or maskin two times. The fact that it says mafrish and maskin, it sounds like you're doing two different things. Mafrish is real separation, and maskin is just getting him ready. Okay, so that is all number three. Number four possibility. Fourth and final one. Ravina Amar, what's the nafgamina between these two opinions about whether everything during the miluim is ma'akev or just what will be ma'akev l'doros? Ribui shiva u meshicha shiva ikibinayu. we know that the Kohen Gadol, we'll read this in the Rambam in a minute, or to refer to it, the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol in two ways. The two ways. How do you become a Kohen Gadol? Like everybody says one day, you're the Kohen Gadol. Wonderful, thank you very much. Are you the Kohen Gadol yet? So no, it doesn't work. It's that you still have to do something, or something has to be done to you. Two things. Ribui means wearing the eight special clothing of the Kohen Gadol, or the four extra ones. We know every Kohen Hedyot had four, the Dalad Big Tikkuna. The Kohen Gadol had Shmona Big Tikkuna. There were four extra Begadim. So the Kohen Gadol's wearing all eight Big Tikkuna for 7 days, that itself made him the Kohen Gadol. Ribui Begadim and Meshicha, being sprinkled by the special shemen that was made, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, the shemen HaMishcha, those two, and doing that for 7 days, those two actions, one done by him and one done to him, those two actions was what made him a Kohen Gadol. Ribui Shivu Meshicha Shiveike Benayu. So, says the Gemara, what if you would have left out part of those processes during the Shavesimei Miluim? Would Aaron HaKohen still have been Aaron HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav? Or was that Ma'akib or not? So says the Gemara again. According to the one who says that everything during the Miluim was Ma'akib, so Ma'akba. So this is part of the Miluim, so it's Ma'akib too. But if you say anything that's not Ma'akib Ladoros was not Ma'akib during the Miluim either, this also wouldn't have been Ma'akib. How do you know? Well, Ladoros bin Olam delo Ma'akva. Again, how do you know that for generations this is not a din le'ikuva? And even without 7 days of wearing the special clothing and 7 days of getting anointed, you would still be the Kohen Gadol. We're going to see, you have to have at least one day. But how do you know you don't need all 7 days? Titania, as the Brisa says, V'chiper HaKohen, the Pasuk says in Achremos, by Yom Kippur, V'chiper HaKohen asher yimshach oso, v'asher yimali as yado, l'chahin tachas aviv. The Kohen will achieve kapara. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will achieve kapara. The Kohen that you anointed and that you filled his hands. That's a reference to the Begadim. Milui, Rashi says here, is a reference to the wearing the Begadim. L'chayin da'chazavim. He takes over for his father. Ask the Gemara, Matam Alomar, what is this extra pasuk teaching me? The whole parasha has been talking about the Kohen Gadol. So what do you have to throw in this extra pasuk about the Kohen will achieve kapara? Because the pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol by wearing the Begadim for 7 days. Ainly Elan Israba Shiva Mimshach Shiva. I would think it has to be 7 days. How do I know if you didn't do it for all 7 days is okay? Nisraba Shiva Vimshach Yom Echad. What if he wore the Begadim for 7 days, but you only anointed him 1 day? Or Nisraba Yom Echad Vimshach Shiva. Or he wore the Begadim for only 1 day, but you anointed him all 7 days. Minayin. How do you know that also would be okay? In other words, how do you know he doesn't have to do this for all 7 days? Tamalom Rashi Imshach Shiva Shimali Es Yado Mikomakom. That's this extra pasuk in Achremos to say if he wore the Begadim or got anointed at all, Mikomakom, that itself would be good enough. Periods, that's how you know that b'di'ebed, if the Kohen Gadol did not do this for all 7 days, it would be okay. Let's just do three more lines, and then we'll talk about it. Ashkechon ribui shiva l'chadchila. So fine, we just explained where there's a pasuk that says at least l'chadchila, you have to wear the begadim for 7 days to become the Kohen Gadol. Mishicha shiva l'chadchila minalan. Where do you see a pasuk that refers to anointing for 7 days? The only pasuk we have about anointing is this pasuk that's talking about the b'di'evin halacha. Where do you know that you're allowed to be, you have to anoint the Kohen Gadol for 7 days? Number one answer is that for the fact that the pasuk has to tell you you don't need more, mashma that you l'chadchila do need more for 7 days. The other pasuk is a comparison. The pasuk compares Meshicha and these two items, anointing and wearing the clothing. The pasuk compares them. The begadim will be for Aaron and his children to serve after him, to be anointed with them, and to wear the clothing. So, period. So we end up by saying, just to summarize this daf, there are four possibilities, which the Gemara brings up as the nafkamina between the two opinions about the Miluim. Was everything Ma'akev during the Miluim, or only what will be Ma'akev in later generations was Ma'akev during the Miluim as well? Four possibilities. Was it referring to Smicha, or maybe Vidui, Tenufa? Was it referring to the days of Prisha? Or was it referring to the way the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol? Period. Yeah. What if he goes and steals the begadim and puts them on, and he has to act like the anointing, he can't anoint himself. You have to be anointed by a Navi, you have to be anointed by somebody else. So the anointing you wouldn't be able to do. But let's say during Bayis Shemini, we'll get to that. Let's get to that right now. But probably not. Probably it wouldn't. We're not working if you stole the begadim and put them on. But the Gvuros Ari, you mentioned him yet? We mentioned the Gvuros Ari. That's two points. The Gvuros Ari was, you ready? That's not the Gvuros Ari. That's the I was going blank now. Gvuros Hashem he wrote, not the Gvuros Ari. The Gvuros Ari is the Shachas Ari's commentary on Yuma. Right? So the Shachas Ari wrote commentaries on Shachas Ari is famous for his Shachas Ari. But he also wrote commentaries on many of the Moed Masechtas. Some of them are called the Turei Evan, that's on Rosh Hashanah and others, and the Gvuros Ari is on Yuma. Therefore, the Gvuros Ari wrote the Shachas Ari. He says, what about, I have another difference. These are four differences. How about the Urim Betumim? The Urim Betumim. Was that Ma'akiv? Because that to put that in. What was the Urim Ritumim? You put it into the Choshen. It was the Shem Hashem that was placed inside the Choshen. So ask the Gvuros Ari, let me find it. Ask the Gvuros Ari, maybe that was a, where is it here? Let me find it here. Okay, I'll just say it outside. The Gvuros Ari asked, maybe the Urim Ritumim, to put it into the Choshen during the Miluim, how do you know? Maybe that was a difference because that appeared during the Miluim, but that was not Ma'akev L'doros. Haraya, how do you know it wasn't Ma'akev L'doros? We're going to have a Gemara. If you look at the last Amud of the first Parak of Yuma, Chaf Aleph Mabeis, the last Amud lists five differences between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. One of the differences was Eluhain, Aron, Kaparis, Kruvim, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, Urim Betumim. So says the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Mabeis, Urim Betumim wasn't in the second Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that was another difference. Ask the Gvuros Ari. Why did the Gemara list that? So says the Gvuros Ari, this is a riot of Tosfos. Tosfos there says, the Urim Betumim weren't there, they had to be there. Without the Urim Betumim in the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, he would be Mechusar Begadim. The Choshen is only complete if you have the Shem Hashem inside. He would be Mechusar. So Tosfos says the Gemara can't be taken literally. You know what it must mean, says Tosfos? It didn't work. The Urim Tumim was in there, but when you asked the Urim Tumim a question, it didn't light up in the second Beis HaMikdash, because there wasn't the Shechina, there wasn't the special ability of the Urim Tumim. But obviously, it was there. Says the Gvuros Ari, this Gemara maybe is a riot to that. Because why did the Gemara suggest that putting the Urim Tumim is a difference? It must be no, it had to be there. Like Shitas Tosfos, it just didn't work. That's his suggestion from the Hashmata, for the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention it. Yeah. The Pakab Goan Gadol didn't have it for 7 days either. Right, didn't have the Ribui, the Rimashiach for 7 days either. Correct. There is an interesting Machlokas with the Reb Chaim, just to mention on this issue of the Kohen Gadol. Machlokas Rambam Raivin. Let's find it here. Did the Kohen Gadol wore these Begadim for 7 days to become the Kohen Gadol? Did he work during those 7 days? Did he serve in the Beis HaMikdash during those 7 days? That's a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. Says the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalet, Kate said, "Marvin also begadim. How do you make him into the Kohen Gadol? So you put on his extra clothing. Lovi shmone begadim. He wears the special 8 begadim, right? He has the extra. Right? He has the tzitz. He has the choshen. He has the ephod. He has the meal. Those are the extra ones the Kohen Gadol wore, and the other four were by the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot wore the ksonas and the mitznefes. They each had a hat and each had a belt. So lovi shmone begadim. Uposhtan v'chozev alov shalomachar shivas yamim yomachar yom. You wear it for 7 straight days," says the Rambam. "Ukashem shirivi begadim shiva kach b'shem and shiva yomachar yom. V'im avad kodim sheyisrabe begadim," says the Rambam. If the Kohen Gadol did any work before he had these 7 days completed, hov v'nisrabo nimshach pam achas naase Kohen Gadol l'chol davar. One, no, but it's once he had one day, it's okay if he did it. But what does the Rambam sound like? If he did work, it'll be okay. Mashma that l'chadchila, says the Rambam, he shouldn't do any work during the time that he's becoming a Kohen Gadol. Says the Ravid, Nira midvarev, yomim sharibi v'mshich v'em lo hayove. Says the Ravid, it sounds like from him that you don't do any work. Says the Ravid, why? He could at least do work that doesn't require the Kohen Gadol. He could do work of a Kohen Hedyot during that time. So why can't he do regular work? Do the work that he's been doing all his life. So what? He has the Eipa Gadamon. He's not the Kohen Gadol yet. So let him do other work. So the Ravid argues, Avala Avodos, Osan Ayavim, Bechol Yom, Oish Peshon Begadim. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says, you're right, you can't do work of the Kohen Gadol yet, but you can do the work of a Kohen Hedyot still. So what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid? So says Reb Chaim, that really, What does the Rambam think? Why can't you do work of a Kohen Hedyot? Why are you worse off than you were? Why? Because now this is a Kohen Hedyot that's wearing eight begadim. That's called a psul of Yisur begadim. A Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot have to be exactly wearing the begadim they're supposed to be wearing. Kohen Hedyot has to wear four, and a Kohen Gadol has to wear eight. If I wear an extra beged, let's say I wear an extra undershirt, I'm cold, I put on an extra undershirt. And let's say I know there's a halach of chatzitza, that the begadim has to be directly on me. So I put a sweatshirt on, over it. You know what? My avod is pasul. It's yitur begadim. You're wearing extra begadim. The Kohanim had to be barefoot. Right, they couldn't wear socks, right? Because that's what they had. They warmed the floors of the Beis HaMikdash. Because they didn't give them socks. They warmed the floors. Why? Because you're not allowed to wear extra begadim. So the Rambam holds, you can't even do the regular avodas that you've done your whole life. Now, why? Because you need to begadim. You're a Kohen Hedyot that's wearing eight begadim. Aye, what about according to the Ravid? The Ravid says you're allowed to. The Ravid says, no. You are a Kohen Hedyot, you're right. But you have a heter to wear ches begadim. So it's not called Yitur Begadim, halachically. You're a Kohen Hedyot, but you know what? You're becoming the Kohen Gadol. So you're allowed to wear the Eight Begadim. The only psul of Yitur Begadim is if you're wearing them be'isser. Like your question. But if you're wearing them be'hetzer, that's why you can never become the Kohen Gadol, if you didn't have permission. Because you'll be considered Yitur Begadim as you put them on. But according to Reb Chaim, this is an amazing concept, that according to the Ravid, you're a Kohen Hedyot with a heter to wear the Ches Begadim, and therefore it's not called Yitur Begadim. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, and how Reb Chaim explains it in the Gracha Lashas. Okay, now we continue. So according to the... But it's only a halacha l'chachila, right? But the Yevet, as the Gemara says, is not at least one day is ma'akev. One day is ma'akev. So if he... That's a big question. Let's say if he dies on Yom Kippur. So he dies on Yom Kippur, he's going to have to fill in. Instead, he didn't have any day. He didn't have any day. So that's... Is a mixas Yom Kukulo? If you put him on for a minute, does that help? Not sure. I have to think about that question. Okay, says the Gemara, second to last line, my time at the Mandamar Kol. So now we figured out the differences between these two opinions. So what about, what's the Svara? My time at the Mandamar, the Kosovo, and Ma'akev. Why is it that somebody would say that everything about the Milum is Ma'akev, even though it's not Ma'akev in later generations? Amar Yisrael Bar Bissa is based on the Pasuk. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says at the end, V'asisa la'aron luvanav kacha, you should do to Aaron and his children like this, exactly. Kacha li'ikuvahu. So kacha is Ma'akev. Tainach says the Gemara, that's fine. Call Milsa the Ksiva Bahayanyana. So everything written exactly in the Miluim, I understand, is Ma'akev because of this extra word. Kacha, do exactly this. But there were some things that took place in the Miluim that wasn't explicitly said in the Torah by the Miluim. We just know it from like Parshas Tetzaveh, from an earlier Parsha. So how do you know those parts are also Ma'akev? Because this word Kacha is only referring to what happened during the Miluim. Milsa the Ksiva Bahayanyana Minolan. How do you know that everything during the Miluim is Ma'akev, even that which is not written specifically during the Miluim? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yal of Pesach Pesach. It's a Gzeira Shava. You learn a Rashi quotes the Pesukim here. Gzeira Shava Pesach Pesach. Rav Misharshi Yomer, Rishmartim is Mishmeres Hashem Ikuva. An extra pasuk, you shall guard the Mishmeres Hashem. That extra pasuk is telling me you have to do it, and it's evenly Ikuva. Rav Ashi Yomer, Kichein Suvesi Li Ikuva. Another pasuk, so I was commanded exactly. Another pasuk that he should be Li Ikuva. Period. Okay, new piece. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana. The Gemara is about to have a 3-line sugya. Which doesn't really have anything to do with what we were just talking about, but it's going to talk about a similar pasuk to what we just quoted. Kichein sivesi, kichein suvesi. So we're going to have a 3-line sugya about something. Kichein suvesi. The following 3 lines are going to bring up a topic that came up in Maseches Pesachim, and that is what happened on that day, the B'yom Hashmini, on that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the day of Nadav and Avihu. That's the day that they were killed. And we know Aaron and his sons were Onanim. Aaron and his sons were they didn't get buried their brothers and their son yet, so they were owning him. So the big kasha was, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, and his sons were, this was the Shemona Siman and Miluim, so what do you do? You're a Kohen, generally Kohen Hedyot is an Onain, so he doesn't eat kachim, he's not allowed to eat anything. The Kohen Gadol might have a different him. But nobody knew what to do here. Nobody knew what to do on that day. Because it was special, there were, just to review, based on the Pesukim, Aaron, the children of Aaron died, and Moshe warns the children of Aaron. There were 3 karbanos that we're going to be talking about here. Rashi quotes this. There's a mincha, there's a shlamim, and there's a chatas. There's a mincha, and a shlamim, and a chatas that were involved. The chatas was the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh, which is the same chatas that was always brought forever. That's the Seir Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aaron, HaKohen, and his sons burned the chatas. They didn't eat the chatas. the Moshe Rabbeinu now comes to them and says, don't burn the Shlamim and the Mincha. The Shlamim and the Mincha were special Miluim Karbanos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that even though the Chatzos you burn, these two are special, even though you just lost your relative, you eat them. Special din of the Miluim. So we come in to that, so that's what this whole conversation is going to be alluded to in these following psukim. Tana Rabbanan, ki chein suvesi, kasher tzivesi, kasher tziva Hashem. These are three phrases that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron and his sons as he's talking to them implicitly. The conversation does not really take place in the Torah. Some of it does. But as he's talking to them, he says three times, like Hashem told me. So what do these refer to? Kichein suvesi ba'aninus yochluha. Hashem told me you have to eat it even though you're an onain. Even though usually onanim, a kohen who loses his relative, Rachman al-Aslan, he does not eat kachim. But you do. This is an exception to the rule. Ba'aninus yochluha. Kasher tzivesi b'shas ma'isa amalahem. Kasher tzivesi, the second phrase, is referring b'shas ma'isa. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu goes and sees they burned the chatas. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what do you do? So Aaron HaKohen says, this is the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. This is the same carbon that's going to be brought for thousands of years. So it's never eaten ba'aninus. So how could we eat it ba'aninus? So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize, and finally he's maskim at the end to Aaron HaKohen. But he says, okay, forget the chatas, but the mincha and the shlamim, that you have to eat, because you eat it ba'aninus, Hashem told me. Kasher tziva Hashem, v'lo me'elai ani omer. Hashem told me, I'm not making it up. Don't worry. It's even though you dechatas, you were correct. But the other two korbanos, you were not correct. The other two korbanos, you have to eat. So that's what's being referred to in these three psukim. This was brought here because we had a similar pasuk in the previous line, kichei tzuvesi. Period. Okay, now we get back to a discussion of the miluim. Interesting discussion. Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina. Michnasayim ein ksuvin beparsha. The pants are not written in the parsha. Amazing. If you look in Shmos, in Perach Chavtas Pasuk Hey, where Hashem is giving Moshe the command what to do during the Miluim. Tzav and Shmini is the actual Miluim. Tetzaveh, the second half of Tetzaveh, is about what the tzivah that Moshe got, what to do during the Miluim. If you look at the Pasuk, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to dress the Kohanim. V'lakachles ha-begadim, take the begadim, v'lbashas Aaron ha-kutones, dress Aaron with the kutones, with the shirt, v'sme'il ha-ephod, and the special coat, v'sa-ephod, v'sa-choshen, v'yohat ha-bechesh ha-ephod, v'samta ha-mitznefes, put the hat on his head, v'nasat ha-zezer ha-kodesh, etc. Put all the clothes on. There are two clothes that are left out in that pasuk. The tzitz and the michnasayim. That's not mentioned in the clothing. So yes, the Gemara, so the Arachayim HaKadosh already points this out. The most kadosh piece of clothing and the most lowly piece of clothing. The Mechnasayim were the pants. The Mechnasayim, the pants that went directly on the body of the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol. Both of them wore it. That's not mentioned in the Pasuk. So we'll talk about them in a minute. But says the Gemara, Mechnasayim in Ksuvim Parsha. They're not written in the Parsha of the Miluim. It doesn't say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to dress the Kohen Gadol in them. But what the Pasuk says at the end, this is the thing that you should do to dress them. So that includes even the pants, and it also, by the way, says the Gemara, includes Asiris Ha'efa. That the Kohanim during the Mishivas Yimei Miluim have to bring a special carbon mincha of Asiris Ha'efa. By the way, the Ramban, the Pashas of the Ramban on that Pasuk seems to be against the Gemara, because Ramban says the Moshe did not dress them in Mechnasayim. The Mechnasayim they put on themselves. But the Ramban, but the Pasuk here, the Gemara here seems to say that no, even the Mechnasayim. The Ramban says no, the Mechnasayim, which we'll talk about hopefully if there's time in a minute, no, they weren't like the other Big Day Kahuna. They were just the undergarment that had to be put on, but they weren't put on by another Kohen to make them into Kohanim, to make them into a Kohen Gadol. But the Pasuk of this Gemara is that they did. Dafka says, Lahavi Mechnasayim. Let's continue. Bishlam Mechnasayim, Ksivi Be'inyan and the Begadim. Mechnasayim, I understand how you can include the Mechnasayim, because they are one of the eight Begadim. And though it doesn't say it here, it's included as a Ribui. El Asira Se'efa Minal. And how do you know to include Asira Se'efa during the Avod of the Miluim? Asya Zeze. Mivizek Karban Aaron Uvanava Sheikul Hashem Asira Se'efa. Okay, a special Gzeira Shava to include it from the word Zeh. There's a lot to talk about by Mechnasayim, but we don't have so much time. Maybe tomorrow if there's time. We'll see when it comes up again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shmuel Ba'yochai, Minayin Sh'av Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do you know that even reading the Parsha is Ma'akev? If you look, Rashi quotes this, that Moshe was also commanded to teach the Kohanim, to tell them Divrei Torah about what they're about to do. How do you know that that's Ma'akev also, that reading of the Parsha? Tamalomar V'yomar Moshe La'eda, Zeh HaDavar Sher Tziva Hashem, what Zeh HaDavar, Afilu Dibur Ma'akev. Even the speaking that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to do was ma'akev. Period. Ketzad Hilbishan. How did Moshe Rabbeinu dress the Kohanim? It says that he dressed them. How did he dress them? Meaning, did he do Aaron first? Did he do everybody the Avnet, and then everybody the Ketones? Moshe Rabbeinu was a busy guy. He had to dress all of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara asks, as Yisrael asked earlier today, Ketzad Hilbishon Maita Havahava. How did he get them dressed? Who cares? What happened thousands of years ago? What different? L'mayin nafkamina to me? So you could ask in Lumdus questions, Svaris, the Gemara says. But the Gemara, when a lot of times when the Gemara asks about a historical event that took place thousands of years ago, the Gemara will say, what's the difference? My dehava have it. So Gemara says no. Ela ketzad malbishon la'asil lavo. No, it makes a difference because how will they get dressed la'asil lavo by bayishlishi? That's what we want to know. The Ramban proves from here that after tchias hamesim you're like a birya chadasha, and that's why you're gonna have to. They're gonna need to be anointed again. They're gonna have to wear the begundim again. So they're not gonna continue. But birya chadasha, you're gonna have to wear your clothes again. Why don't you just say, hey, I was anointed thousands of years ago by Tchias HaMesim. No, Birya Chadasha. So says the, so that's what you're going to have to know. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Lasse lavo nami, l'kshevo aron ubanu v'moshi imayim. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu will come and tell us what to do. What do you have to ask for? Oh, how they do it? Moshe Rabbeinu will come and tell us. What do you have to ask the kasha for? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ketzad elbishon lemizbar kroy. No, you have to know in order to explain Pshanim Sukkim. Because the one pasuk seems to say that Aaron went first. One pasuk seems to say that Aaron and his sons went together. That's why you have to know exactly how it was done. And the Gemara is about to explain what the two ways of reading the Pesukim are. But just a ha'ara before that, then we'll probably have to end with this. That is, what does the Gemara say? Don't Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us. There's a vart that I've said a number of times explaining the word teku in the Gemara. Gemara says, Tishvi Ataris Kushav Abayis many times. El Yonavi is going to explain to us. Ask the Kedushas Levi, why is it Tishvi Ataris? Why is it Teku? Why isn't it Meku? Moshe Yataritz. El Yonavi? Is it Moshe Rabbeinu Arevi? Meku! We're so used to Teku! What does El Yonavi have that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have? Says the Kedushas Levi, you know why in all those cases it says Teku? It's quoted, if you want to look it up, in the Eim Abanim Smecha. It's quoted on page Kuf Samach Aleph in the Eim Abanim Smecha. The answer is because El Yonavi never died. When Eli Yonavi comes to every bris, he's always floating around. The Gemara's in Erevin spoke about how could he come to a bris on Shabbos if he's flying from outside the Tchum. The Gemara's had all these discussions of Eli Yonavi still around. To be a posek, you have to be involved in the world. To be a posek, to give answers to Shilas, you can't be somebody who's sitting out somewhere, doesn't know anything what's going on. You have to be involved in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu died. The pasuk says, Vayomas Moshe, 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him. So you can't have Meku, it has to be Teku, because Eli Yonavi's going to answer the Shilas. So what about this Gemara? This Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu is going to answer. So what happened to the whole Vart? So it's a circle of it, but what's the Pshat? Eliyahu HaNavi, I think you can fit it into that. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us about Shilas that we have about Bezman HaZeh. Whenever it says Teku, it's a Kasha of, what is it? Shnayim Shah, right, what is it? Shnayim Ochsim Batalas. So it says Zeh Munach HaShayavo Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us about Halakha Lamaisa Shilas that come up today. But what's this talking about? It's a Shiloh about what's going to be in Bayi Shlishi. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu could tell us. For that, you go back. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there. He's going to answer the question. Because this isn't about a Shiloh that comes up to L'maisa today. It's about something that Dafka only comes up L'asa Lavo. So L'asa Lavo, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is going to be our leader again. Eliyahu HaNavi, you're right, is going to answer Shilohs from Bizman HaZeh. We have a Shiloh about right now. What do you do about Shnayim Shochsim Batalis? And you don't know whose it is. Yeah, okay, that's a Shiloh about Halacha L'maisa. Eliyahu HaNavi is around today, so he's going to be the one that's going to be able to tell us what to do in this L'maisa type of case. But when it comes to something about Bayis Shlishi, that has nothing to do with today. You don't have to be around today to know about Bayis Shlishi. So that's why we're going to go back to the original Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is going to come up. And that's what, if you just remember, we'll finish with this. We had a lashon like this in Tosfos, in Psachim. From Dafkim Psachim Kuf Yudalid, where it says, it talks about something about the Chagiga and Pesach. Remember the lashon of Kuf Yudalid Mabez. We're not worried that next year the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and we're going to get mixed up about a certain case. Why? Why? Moshe and Aaron will be there. What, we're going to forget the halacha? Moshe and Aaron are going to be there. And they'll tell us what to do about the Chagiga and the Pesach. Again, what do you mean Moshe and Aaron? What about Eliyahu HaNavi? No, this is about Bayis Shlishi, what's going to be about the Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash. So about a question that's only going to come up then, let me go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole word of the Kedushas Levi about Meku versus Teku is only about a Shiloh that's today. Then we need Eliyahu HaNavi. But something that's going to only come up in the future, then it fits in, that could still just be Teku, something that's going to come up only then, it still could be Moshe Rabbeinu will be our leader again in the era of Yameinu. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll talk about the differences between the Begadim. Continue. That's really the greatest of the
doesn't say that the son becomes a Mashiach.
Original Mashiach and then the son
of the Mashiach. What about the that have been born since then?
So they will, right. But this is even those. Right, you're right. You're right, Nechinami. But he's...